You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Right now, should you decide to run a public records request in the state of Texas, you might not have a whole lot of luck getting what you're looking for. There's a wealth of information out there. Maybe you want to find out about a contract between your hometown and someone doing business with a city. So you can find out if your tax dollars are hard at work. Well, maybe you can, maybe you can't. Now two Texas lawmakers want to make it easier for folks to find out what information is out there. David McSwain is writing about this proposal. He's a data and enterprise reporter for the Dallas Morning News. David, welcome back to The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
This is a bipartisan thing, as I understand it.
That's right. Republican Giovanni Capriglione in the House and Senator Kirk Watson, Democrat from Austin, are behind this.
Does that mean that this has a greater likelihood of actually seeing the light of day and going before both houses for a vote?
Maybe. They're sort of hedging their bets in either chamber and hoping to get some version of this identical bill through. And, you know, coming out against the release of public records isn't a politically popular idea most of the time. So if there is opposition, I imagine it'll be, behind the scenes.
Well, let's get behind this just a little bit. Why is it that people can't find out, say, information about how their city's contracting out for services? Why would that not be part of the public record that anyone could get information on?
It used to be, and in fact, getting a contract between government and private business is one of the more routine purposes of a public records law. It's what we've called mega public records, you know, the basic business of government. Mm-hmm. These were routinely released to journalists and citizens before last year when a couple rulings sort of chipped away at that concept. The first in June 2015, the Texas Supreme Court essentially expanded when the government, you know, can say it won't release a contract and gave businesses the opportunity to argue that their contract shouldn't be released because it could give an advantage to a competitor.
What's the rationale? Why can they? We are talking about how, for instance, taxpayer dollars are being spent or how votes are coming down, right? I mean, we're talking about information that most people would consider to be matters of public record.
Sure. Yeah. A good example is the city of McAllen paid Latin pop star Enrique Iglesias to sing at a holiday show, and the taxpayers of McAllen can't figure out how much the city paid for that show. Now, that's the sort of thing that was just routinely released prior to these rulings, but the Texas Supreme Court essentially said that a business could argue against the release, and they've been successful in doing so, because the release of that contract could give their competitor some sort of advantage, you know, the next time they want to do business with that government.
Well, you mentioned that anything that would sort of go against transparency would not likely be very popular. On the other hand, a lot of times people who work in government aren't really crazy about having everything that's done on behalf of government, made public, right? I mean, what is there something that made these two lawmakers decide, wait, we got to do something about the situation as it is?
Sure. Well, I think they'd been working with the Texas Freedom of Information Foundation, which, you know, it really is one of those organizations that adheres to the idea that sunlight is the best disinfectant. The release of contracts can very easily make life difficult for a state agency or a local government.
Right.
You know, we've seen some pretty sweetheart deals in the past have led to resignations and scandals and inquiries and things like that. So in general, life's just easier for a government if they don't have to release these sorts of contracts. But these two lawmakers are arguing, you know, too bad. This is basic government, and the people, the taxpayers, should be able to see what's going on.
David McSwain is writing about this story for the Dallas Morning News. We'll have a link to it at texasstandard.org. David, thanks again.
Thank you.